We stand in solidarity with them.
Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Oliver and Ruby with your 10 a.m. deadlines. In local news, authorities say the death of 11-year-old Tristan Fromm from a snake bite in Queensland sadly could have been prevented. A new inquest by Coroner Ainsley Kirkgard has found that his death was preventable if he received early medical attention. Tristan passed away at a property near Murgon in 2021. The inquest found that Tristan died from a rare complication of brown snake any venom and didn't receive the medical attention while in the care of his father. The hemorrhage that ultimately killed the young boy was said to occur in only 3% of brown snake envenomations. Originally, the police had charged the father with manslaughter for failing to uphold his duty to care for his son, but the Director of Public Prosecution dropped the charge in April 2024. Queensland Energy Renewables Group, Rainforest Preserve Australia, has cited non-existent papers in inquiry submission using AI. The group have made submissions naming non-existent government authorities, non-existent wind farms, and other scientific articles that do not exist. The organization's submission writer has admitted to using AI to write over 100 submissions since August 2024. The Queensland-based conservational charity is known for its anti-renewable stand and has come under fire from academics for the false information.
In national news, at a vehicle stop in southwest New South Wales, police seized an estimated street value of $6.3 million of cocaine and methamphetamine. At about 2 p.m. on Friday, Highway Patrol officers on the Sturt Highway at Hay stopped a black luxury SUV to conduct a random breath test and roadside drug test on the driver. The 30-year-old driver had a positive result for drugs, and the car was then searched, finding 5 kilograms of methamphetamine, more than 11 kilograms of cocaine, more than $130,000 in cash, and 2 mobile phones. The driver was then arrested and charged with 7 offences. He will appear before Griffith Local Court on October 29th. In other national news, Molly O'Callaghan has broken the women's short course 200-meter freestyle world record, becoming the first woman to swim sub 1 minute 50. O'Callaghan swam a 1 minute 49.77 at the World Aquatics Swimming World Cup, breaking the previous record of 1 minute 50.31 set by Hong Kong Siobhan Horgy in 2021. Following the shock retirement of long course world record holder Adriana Titmus on Thursday, O'Callaghan is proving to be the new face of Australian swimming, carrying the torch for the nation's dominance in the pool.
In international news, the nation of Madagascar has been suspended by the African Union as its new military ruler was sworn in this past Friday. This followed a coup that ousted former President Andry Rajoelina, with CASAC Commander Colmichael Rajoelina being confirmed as president by the top court. Rajoelina said on Wednesday that the transition to civilian leadership will take under 2 years and must include the reconstruction of major social and political institutions. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 26 degrees, with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.